Barbadians are being told that there's no crisis as it relates to crime and violence in the country. Speaking at a national strategic consultation on the social response to crime in Barbados, Deputy Commissioner of the Royal Barbados Police Force, Erwin Boyce, said murders increased by 200% for the year so far compared to the corresponding period in 2018. However, overall, the incidence of serious crime has dropped by 60%.
Our provisional stats as at 23rd of February 2019 show that major crime is about 21% lower than it was for the same period in 2018. In absolute figures, we have seen 60 less serious crimes for the year. Yes, murders have risen by 200%, from 4 over the same period in 2018 to 12 in 2019. However, crimes such as robbery, aggravated burglary, and theft from the person, as well as residential burglaries, have decreased over the same period.
Deputy Commissioner Boyce said the force acknowledges that there is a public perception of an upsurge in crime due to anxiety and fear among the public. He said this fear could be due to factors such as poor lighting in some areas and what he called unwelcome assemblies and many other factors. He also revealed that the majority of reported serious crime occurs in Bridgetown and the St. Michael area. He also said that of the 12 murders so far for the year, 7 have been committed by use of a firearm. Also speaking at the consultation was Registrar of the Supreme Court, Barbara Cook Allen, who called for the focus to be placed on juveniles and encouraged them to make better choices. Reporting from the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center, Roberta Dowell, Starcom Network News.